It's Derek here from Bomb Socks, and welcome to the Bomb Bites podcast. Hey, if you're new to Bomb Bites, it's a service from our company Bomb Socks to help be a resource to you as you're studying along with the Come Follow Me curriculum for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hope you enjoy today's episode. Okay, friends, we get an opportunity to hear again from some wonderful friends of ours who love to share the gospel online, and they have excellent testimonies about the Book of Mormon, and particularly ones that have helped them grow to love Jesus Christ just a little bit more as we're preparing for Easter this coming Sunday. Go ahead and enjoy these testimonies.
Hey, friends, Chrissy Brower here to share one of my very favorite scriptures that teaches me a little bit more about the Savior. This is right after Lehi's tried to act on a prompting. He's tried to warn the people, share his testimony, and he kind of crashes and burns. I've had experiences like that where I have felt so strongly about doing something. I felt like the Lord's called me to do something, and I act on it, and it doesn't go well. And it's so discouraging to feel that way. And I just imagine Lehi going through this experience and feeling like, I don't know if I did that right. I don't know if I made him proud. And this is what the Lord has to say about it. This is 1 Nephi chapter 2, verse 1. Blessed art thou, Lehi, because of the things which thou hast done, and because thou hast been faithful and declared unto this people the things which I commanded thee. It just shows me that the Savior sees our efforts and that the things that we try to do matter to him. I'm just so grateful for that, especially this Easter season. I'm grateful for a Lord that sees beyond my imperfections, that he sees a heart that is willing and is trying, even though the way I carry it out isn't always perfect. It's never perfect, actually. And I'm just grateful that that's a Savior that was willing to die for me, willing to rise again for me. It's a Savior that sees me and says, blessed art thou, Chrissy. I'm proud of you. Happy Easter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jonathan from the Instagram account at Take Boner Courage, coming to you this wonderful Easter week to share a few verses that come from Alma chapter 37, verses 44, 46, and 47. This is a final kind of farewell speech from the prophet Alma to his son Helaman, as he's bestowing upon him the responsibility of taking care of many sacred things. And this was a very important and sacred responsibility. So Alma says to his son, "For behold, it is as easy to give heed to the word of Christ, which will point to you a straight course to eternal bliss, as it was for our fathers to give heed to this compass, which would point them a straight course to the promised land. Oh, my son, do not let us be slothful because of the easiness of the way. For so was it with our fathers, for so was it prepared for them, that if they would look, they might live. Even so it is with us, the way is prepared, and if we will look, we may live forever. And now, my son, see that ye take care of these sacred things. See that ye look to God and live. Go unto this people and declare the word and be sober. My son, farewell." Those scriptures came to me in a very sharp but very needed way as a reminder that the things that I had been given that were sacred, I had been slothful. And that if there was to be any peace or any comfort or any joy, that I needed to take heed to the word of Christ, that I needed to treat with a much more mindful, focused, and sacred attitude. And in doing that, things changed in such a wonderful, divine, impressive way. I can tell you is very true. And that's my witness. I hope you have a wonderful Easter.
Love this scripture in the Book of Mormon. It's Mormon 9:21, and it says, "Whoso believeth in Christ, doubting nothing, whatsoever he shall ask the Father in the name of Christ is granted." Heavenly Father loves us so much, and he wants to bless us. And I love the promise that if we ask in the name of Christ and doubt nothing, that we will have those things given to us. I have a profound testimony of this principle, especially when I have asked the Father how I can be his hands. I have been led to share the gospel of Jesus Christ in an Uber ride, at a gym, and in other places where I have been able to feel the Spirit and others have been able to be led to Jesus Christ. So my challenge to you and me this Easter, let us ask our Heavenly Father in the name of his beloved Son and our beloved Savior how we can bless the lives of others and be his hands. And without a doubt, we will be able to share his love and spread the love of Jesus Christ through all those that we bless.
Well, I love this quote from Elder Ulysses Suarez, which I think is such a great quote for this week. One of the most evident signs that we are drawing closer to the Savior and becoming more like him is the loving, patient, and kind way with which we treat our fellow beings, whatever the circumstances. Always a great message for us, and I appreciate you watching these testimonies. If you'd like to check out our video that goes with today's podcast, you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook by simply searching Bomb Socks. That's BOMSOCKS. And be sure to check out our amazingly comfortable gospel-themed socks at bombsocks.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll join us again for more episodes of Bomb Bites. Godspeed, and have a great day.